Yeah, it's and as we'll see in more of the readings tomorrow as we go on, it's just really everybody probably gets the idea that the contemplation of feeling is so important because it's the link, say, in dependent origination that is immediately prior to craving. So it's the basis for tanha, bhava tanha, vibhava tanha, kama tanha. It's that constant craving for pleasant feeling or to avoid painful feeling that keeps us going in the craving, clinging, becoming, birth, suffering, old age, sickness, and death cycle. So, catching it at this phase of it before it starts to snowball is a very important part of the practice.
It may be part of your subsequent reading, but as Long Paul mentioned in the talk the other night, that the Pali grammar and the Honeyball Sutta indicates that self is like feeling is where itself sort of manifests around.
It starts to form. Yeah, we're actually the Honeyball Sutta is coming up.
The actual feeling is a natural part of our experience, so it doesn't really have any karmic potency, but it's our reaction to feeling that is the plants the seeds for that karma.
The generation.
Generating of karmic results.
Say, is it right?
That's actually what they when because sometimes you'll see the that those 12 links of the dependent origination, and some of them are kamma conditions, and some of them are
vipaka. That's what I was just gonna say. And feeling is considered to be vipaka rather than kamma.
Feeling is a vipaka condition. It's a result. And the next link after feeling is tanha, that is a comic. It's creating comic.